وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان ایمان و احتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله و فضل کرم احسان و اللہ تعالی، وی آر جسٹ ناؤ ون ویک اوے فرام دا مبارک منتھ آف رمضان شریف. سو ایدر وی ول اسٹارٹ فاسٹنگ فرام تھرزڈے or Jumu'ah, something like that. But next week Friday, inshallah ta'ala, whether the moon is sighted first, not what, but next week Friday, inshallah ta'ala, will be Ramadan Sharif. So we must continue making the dua, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. That, oh Allah, keep me alive for this Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. Wa sallim Ramadan li. And make Ramadan also salamati for me. وَسَّلِّمْهُ لِي مُتَقَبَّلًا. And make it such that whatever amal, etc. I make in this Mubarak month, it must be accepted in the bargah, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in this Mubarak month, generally there are three amal that a person concentrates on. With all the other amal, but generally three things person concentrates on more. The one is the fasting. The roza, that is something that is fard. And you cannot keep a fard roza at any other time besides in Ramadan. So it's unique to Ramadan Sharif. So each one of us, we must be looking forward to this. Looking forward to this fast. We mustn't speak anything negative about Ramadan Sharif. And never ever say, I can't manage to fast. Because when Allah Ta'ala makes something for us, then He has given us the ability to fulfill it. If a person says, no, I just can't fast, that means Allah Ta'ala made something for us on him, which he can't do, can never be. Yes. Different thing, somebody is mazur, somebody got some bimari, something, that's a different thing. Right? That now you go to the muftis and all, they will explain. But the general Muslim, general human has the ability to keep the roza. So we must keep our roza and look forward to it. This is the month of our fasting. One month Allah Pak has given us is the only time in the year that we can keep a faraz roza. The second thing is the amal of the night. So that is the taraweeh. To read the taraweeh salah. So this is the second thing that we're looking forward to. And where am I going to get an opportunity? We are not like those Buzrugani Deen. Imagine Hazrat Sheikh. So many Buzrugani Deen, right? Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He used to read 35 paras daily in Ramadan Sharif. And most of it in salah. Most of it in salah. In his awabin, in his sunnats, in his duha, all that. Tahajjud. 35 paras daily. His granny used to read 40 paras daily with 70,000 tasbihat. The general ladies in the family used to read between 14 and 15 paras a day. So, the least we can do is look forward to that reading one khatam in the taraweeh. So we look forward to the taraweeh salah. And this taraweeh salah is unique to Ramadan Sharif. And the taraweeh salah is 20 rakats. The only imam from the Imam Fiqh that had a difference of opinion was Imam Malik Rahmatullahi. So Imam Malik Rahmatullahi, his opinion was that we should read 32 rakats or 36 rakats of taraweeh. And why he said this is that he used to reside in Madina Munawara. So one year he went to Makkah Mukarrama for Ramadan Sharif, and he sees that here, after four rakats, people are going and making a tawaf. And then they're coming back and they're reading the next four rakats. Then they're going and making another tawaf. So in the interval between the four rakats, they're making a tawaf. So when he went back home to Madina Munawara, he said, hey, we're losing out. These people are cashing in there. So he said, no, what we must do now, we don't have Kaaba Sharif in Madina Munawara. But what we must do is we read four rakats Taraweeh. After that, we read four rakats Nafal. Make dua to Allah Pak, everything. Then again we read four rakats Taraweeh. After that we read another four rakats Nafal. So the people of the past, they were looking at ways how we can do more. In this era, the only thing we worry about more is for dunya. Eat some more, sleep some more, dress some more. That's all for the dunyavi things. But when it comes to our deen, we want to go below the bare minimum. This performing of 20 rakats Taraweeh Salah has been performed from the time of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the era of Hazrat Umar radiallahu an, he formalized it that now everybody must read behind one imam. Otherwise, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, small jamaats, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sometimes used to read at home, sometimes he'll come in the masjid and read. But from the era of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, Taraweeh was read behind one imam, 20 rakats Taraweeh was made. And this continued for over 1,000 years. No problem, nobody said anything. Now in the last 50-100 years, they're coming out with this 8 rakats Taraweeh. They say, no, there's a riwayat, Sahih riwayat, Bukhari Sharif riwayat of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. That Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not increase over 11 rakats, means 8 rakats and 3 rakats witr, in Ramadan or out of Ramadan. Right? This is the words of Aisha radiallahu anha. What is Aisha radiallahu anha talking about? Talking about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tahajjud. How do we know that? Two things tell us. She said, in Ramadan and out of Ramadan. Out of Ramadan, do you get Taraweeh? The namaz that is read in Ramadan and out of Ramadan is tahajjud namaz. So she's talking about the tahajjud of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's the second proof? In the era of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, Aisha radiallahu anha was alive. So she knew the hadith, isn't it? So when Umar radiallahu an was reading 20 rakats, he made the imams read 20 rakats, why didn't Aisha radiallahu anha tell someone, call Umar? Amir Mu'mineen, maybe you don't know about this hadith sharif here. But she too was reading 20 rakats. Everybody was reading 20 rakats. All the tabi'een, tab'u tabi'een, a'imma fiqh, muhaddithin, Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, all these people, senior people, right? They all read 20 rakats Taraweeh. So Imam Bukhari, he got the hadith in his kitab, right? But that's why Imam Bukhari, he got a separate chapter for Qiyam Ramadan and Qiyamul Layl. To show that these are two separate things. Don't confuse yourself. So, in the Haramain Sharifain, from the time of Umar radiallahu an, till COVID, everybody read 20 rakat. Now, all of a sudden, why they reduced it? Which new deen they following? Which new deen they came out with? So even their, who they regard as their seniors, Bin Baz and Ibn al-Qayyim and all these people, they too read 20 rakats Taraweeh. So all of a sudden now, in the last 50-100 years, some bright sparks came about, that no, all those people were wrong. from the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, all were wrong. There's only supposed to be 8 rakats tarawih. And when you bring this to their attention, then what they say? They say, no. Because you can't say sahaba were wrong. You see? So they say, no. No, we're not saying anybody was wrong, man. You see, you can read anything. That's the new story. No, you want to read 8, you read 8. You want to read 10, you want to read 20, no. You want to, whatever you want to read, read. There's no such thing. Taraweeh is sunnat muakkada. There is a stipulated amount of rakats. You got to read that stipulated amount of rakats. Can't do our own thing. And a separate sunnat is to make the whole khatam in the taraweeh. So this is the second amal for this Mubarak month. The third amal that we pay more attention to is tilawat of Quran Sharif. This is for day and night. The roza is for the day. Taraweeh is for the night. Quran Sharif is for whole time. All times. Any free moment we got, Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif. Read Quran. As much as we can read, we must read Quran Sharif. There is one incident mentioned that one child is seeing either his father or his grandfather reading Quran Sharif. Now they were not Arabic speaking people. So he asked that elderly person whether it was his father or his grandfather. He said, no, tell me something. Do you understand anything you're reading? So the said, no, I don't understand. He said, then why are you reading? Whole day you're sitting reading Quran Sharif, but you don't understand anything. What's the benefit? He's asking to know. So now the father, he felt, you know what? Let me teach him with an example. So in those days they used to use coal. So they have a basket for the coal. Now coal is a solid, not a liquid. So the basket is a basket with holes. So that black, all the soot from the coal. So the father tells the son, he says, see son, I need a favor. Can you just take this basket, the coal basket, and go and bring some water from the river? So the son, being an obedient child, he went, but obviously, by the time he can take few steps, there's no water in that basket. So he comes back and he tells the father, I can't bring water in this. Father said, no man, I think you ought to just run a little bit faster. Just run a little bit faster, you'll bring some water. So he goes second round, he comes back, he shows him, he says, see, this is a useless exercise. Right? Rather, let me take a bucket, take a pail, something with no holes, then I'll be able to bring the water. So the father says, no. You're not making a proper effort, you know. Just try one more time, run fast. Now the child is frustrated also, but now he wants to prove to the father that, see, you can't get water in this basket, right? So now he runs, he's fastest now. Goes there, fills that bucket and he's running back now, he's fast as he comes. Comes and drops the basket, says, see, no water. All the water is out. So there's no benefit in this exercise. So the father tells him, says, son, look at the basket. Say, look at the basket. What has happened to the basket? Basket is gone clean. All that soot, all that black dust from the coal is now washed off. Basket is looking lovely. Shining now. It went to be clean. So then the father told the son. He says, see son, when you read the Quran Sharif, you may not understand. If you understand, then nurun ala nur. But if you don't understand and you're just reading, don't worry. Your insides are getting clean. Your insides are getting clean. That is what the Quran Sharif is doing to you. So you just carry on reading, even if you don't understand. Our Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Saleji Sahib, Daawat Barakatu, he summed up very beautifully. So he said that in Ramadan Sharif, there is all these spiritual treasures that are coming down. Right? all the noor from Allah Ta'ala, barakat from Allah Ta'ala, all these things. The roza is there, the taraweeh is there, all the ingredients for us to inculcate this taqwa. So all these anwarat come down and they get stored in the heart. They get stored in the heart. And now, with this energies, the spiritual energies that have come, the noor that has come in the heart, the noor that is generated with the roza, the tilawat, the taraweeh, etc., taqwa will be born. A person will become a better believer, become more serious about his deen. His iman will become stronger. His love for Allah Ta'ala will increase. We get closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Right? However, there are three channels that make its way to the heart. One channel is the eyes. The other is the ears. And the other is the mind. These three things are the three channels to the heart. So the pure spiritual treasures, they come from Allah Ta'ala, they go away into the heart. Our Hazrat Mayus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to explain this and he used to read this ayat, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِمَانًا مَعَ إِمَانِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala is that Zat, that being who sends down Sakina into the hearts of the mu'mineen, so that their iman increases with that iman that they have. So Hazrat Ibrahim Salji Sahib, he mentioned that now all these spiritual treasures, they come into the heart. And there are three channels that lead to the heart. The eyes, the ears, the mind. So the mu'min, he has to guard these three things. He has to guard these three things for all those treasures to remain pure in him. See, every, you take 10 people and give them the same food to eat. It will have a different effect on all 10 of them. The person who is healthy, he eats that food. He will be able to digest it and get the khubi from that food. Now it will energize him. He'll become strong. Whatever faida is from that food, he will experience it in his body. That person who got cholesterol, his cholesterol will go up. That person who got diabetes, his sugar will go up. That person who got a problem with the stomach, now his stomach can't break down the food. So every person will affect differently according to that person's jismani sihat. According to his physical health, that is how much faida he will get out of it. The person whose madda is kharab, he may get more sick. His stomach is spoiled, you know, is full of toxins. He may get more sick even by eating the best of food you give him. The same like that. The spiritual treasures that are coming down, it's full of spiritual vitamins, spiritual proteins. To make a person now, the rest of the year, he can wake up for tahajjud, he can stay away from guna, he can become Allah wala, he can become from the siddiqeen, everything is there. But what is the problem with my container now? All that benefits come away into the heart. But now I'm putting zina of the eyes inside. I'm putting music inside. I'm putting woman, haram woman inside. All this filth of ghibat I'm putting inside. Jealousy I'm putting inside. So now what do I have left? The same like if you got zamzam water. Pure zamzam water. But now you took the zamzam water and you put a little bit of blood inside. You took a little bit of urine, put it inside. Took some stool and put it inside. Now anybody going to call it zamzam now? Now nobody going to call it zamzam. The water is zamzam. But can it give any faida now? Now it's haram for anybody to drink it now. So that is what is happening with us. That we not watching these channels that are leading to the heart. Allah Ta'ala is sending everything down, as Allah has promised. Allah is giving us everything. But we not watching these channels. So that's why we are not seeing the true benefits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, we make sachi tawbah, we cleanse our inside, we protect these channels. Then we will really benefit. And treat the Ramadan Sharif like this is the last one of my life. The last Ramadan, I don't know if I'm going to ever witness another one in my life. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, grant the entire ummah tawfiq. Akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.